Hi, everyone. I know recently we announced we were going to 2 episodes a week and then 3 episodes a week. But you know what? There are just too many episodes. So we are going to back to 5 episodes a week. Still a reduction from 7, but there were just too many interviews scheduled, and I didn't want to make all the authors wait for too long. So I hope you can keep up with me. Listen to 1 a week as you're on your way to work or on your way home or putting your kids to bed or whatever it is you're doing. Moms don't have time to read books now 5 times a week.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Please sign up for my newsletter at zibbyowens.com for weekly updates about my podcasts, events, and more. Also, follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and also at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. And finally, join my virtual book club called Zibby's Virtual Book Club, which meets every other Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time until 3 p.m. and features half an hour of book club discussion followed by 30 minutes of Q&A with the author whose book we've just discussed. You can sign up on my website, zibbyowens.com, under the virtual book club section, or even on Instagram under the link in my bio. I hope you'll find me in all these different channels and enjoy this podcast. Hi, everybody. So today, the sponsor for my podcast is my other podcast. I am launching Moms Don't Have Time to Lose Weight. It launched Monday, October 12th. And hopefully it'll stick around for a long time. It features women talking to other women about their journeys of their bodies and getting tips and commiseration and all the things we need so that we don't feel alone in trying to make our bodies feel better tomorrow than they do today. So check out Moms Don't Have Time to Lose Weight. And it's also a community now on Instagram at Moms Don't Have Time to Lose Weight. So if you fall into that category like I do and so many of us, come join us. The door is open. The second episode of my week of Children's Book Blast is by Kathy Lee Gifford. It's called Hello, Little Dreamer. FYI, Kathy Lee also has another book that's coming out in December called It's Never Too Late, Make the Next Act of Your Life the Best Act of Your Life. And she wrote that with Dolly Parton. And it's coming out in December. And we touched on that in this interview as well, but just stay on the lookout for that. But today we're mostly talking about Hello, Little Dreamer. Kathy Lee Gifford is a four-time Emmy Award winner, is best known for her 11 years co-hosting the popular Fourth Hour of the Today Show alongside Hoda. Gifford continues to pursue her dreams as an actress, singer, songwriter, playwright, producer, and most recently, director. She has authored numerous books, including her most recent children's book, aside from this one, called The Gift That I Can Give, and four New York Times best-selling books, including The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi.
Hi, is this Ivy?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Kathy. I'm sorry. We were having some trouble getting through to you, but here I am. How are you today?
I'm sorry. Good. How about you?
I'm good now that I've got you. You know, you have a little panic. I got to be honest. then you're good.
I feel like everybody who joins my show is like recovering. It's like PTSD because it's always so many technical issues getting on Skype or Zoom or whatever. So
oh,
I get it.
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been a live performer my entire life. I do not respond well to this world.
I bet.
I'm too old for all of this. Oh, anyway. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. I'm so excited to talk to you about your many exciting projects you have going on, starting with Hello, Little Dreamer, which I read out loud to my two littlest kids, and they just loved it. So thank you for that entertainment for my family.
I am so happy to hear that. You know, I mean, it's been a long time since I had little ones, you know, but I'm still a little kid at heart, I guess. So I don't know. I'm grateful to hear that from you because that's the whole point. You know, we wait too long with our children to instill extraordinarily important values, the most important things, the most important truths. We wait too long. Frank and I rarely fought over things, but the one thing we disagreed on was how long we should wait for our little ones to learn how to say please and thank you and I love you and I'm sorry and all those things that you're going to need in life many times, right?
Yeah.
And he said, Kathy's only two. Cody's two. I said, yeah, and pretty soon he'll be 12 and it'll be too late.
I know, that's the thing.
And now I have the most polite children. They floor everybody. Cassidy was terrible because she just took it so to heart. And I'd say, Cassidy, and to both of them, you say please or you do not get it. You say thank you or I take it back. Then we start all over again. And so they believed me. Well, Cass was better at it. No, Cody was really good. I mean, when in the middle of the night, when he would go potty, and I didn't care if he hit the toilet or not, I just wanted him to say thank you after I got back with him. And so he'd wake up and he'd go, Mommy, potty, please. And I go, yes, I gotcha. Then I'd put him back to sleep. He'd go, thank you. You know, so... I don't know. Frank came to believe that it was true, but Cassidy took it way further than that. And we'd be at a restaurant or something and she'd give her order and she'd go, thank you. And the waitress wouldn't respond or the waiter. And Cassidy would go, thank you. She'd just keep yelling at her until finally the waitress would go, you're welcome, kid. Jeez. You know, or they'd walk away and Cassidy would look at me and go, they didn't say you're welcome. I mean, she was insane about it.
Wow. Well,
I guess I did go a little overboard.
No, at least you did your job well. I mean, you know, check plus on that.
Well, I was raised that way and I can't stand, you know, little brats grow into bratty adults. They just do. If nobody takes them aside and teaches them what's right. And I'm not saying how to vote and how to believe in your, you know, whatever. I'm just talking about the basic decency, courtesy things.
Yeah.
And kids today just have not been taught them from what I see. And some have. And it's so rare that I go, gee, somebody raised you right, you know? But it's been lost in our culture like so many other things.
I think it takes like a relentless focus on it because you can't just say like, all right, say please and thank you. It's every single interaction when they say it, you have to like catch it and say, thanks for saying please or whatever. And then you have to catch it when
they don't. That's right. You got to reinforce it.
Constant. So
yes. Reinforcement. I call it resentless.
Yes. Oh, I love
resentless
that.
Because they're going to resent you, but you got to be relentless about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm coming to you for all my parenting advice from now on. When I'm feeling like all my reinforcement is making no difference, I'll remember that
it actually works over time. It totally will. It's a guarantee. The Bible says, you know, raise up your children in the way they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. And I've seen that with my children. Oh gosh, whether one of them's 30 and one's 27 now. And my son's getting married in 2 weeks. My daughter got married 2 months ago. So it's a whole new world. But if they don't teach their children these common courtesies, Grandma will teach them gladly.
Well, that's exciting to have so many huge milestones happening in your life all at the same time. That's great. Congratulations.
Well, I think people tend to believe that, you know, because of COVID, the world has come to a standstill. And that's not true at all. Certain things have, of course, but God's Spirit has never stopped moving. And the Holy Spirit's never stopped moving in our own lives. So there's lots of good stuff to be seen and to be experienced if we have our spiritual antenna out for it. God is doing great and mighty things in spite of it all, just as he has through all of time. He never changes. It's the world that changes and people that change, but never, never God himself.
You know, I was actually, my mother-in-law right now, and I know this will air later when who knows what will have happened, but my mother-in-law is in the ICU with COVID and has been sort of suffering for a while. Thank you. And she's only 63 and all the rest, but I have asking like so many people to pray and to reach out. It doesn't matter what religion and whatever. And when I was reading Hello Little Dreamer and what, you know, on your Instagram and your whole sort of faith and determine, you know, even in the book, how your neighbor sold you the house because they just felt it from God. And anyway, I was like, there's a reason why I'm talking to Kathy Lee Gifford today when I have like so much God in my life at the moment. So anyway.
I'm sitting on that same porch right now and I was talking to her yesterday because she's just now moving into the home that they recently built. They could have moved in April, but the COVID kept them at their lake place. But in that, a great friendship came from that. And I'm literally 5 feet from the spot where she yelled out to me on my little balcony across the way. And it's just a miraculous, I didn't put this in the book because it was like too much, but I mean, really what happened, as soon as I bought the house from them, I was walking home to my brownstone and to call my real estate guy to say, okay, I got to put mine on the market now. When my dear friend Angie, whom if you've read that book, obviously said, Kathy, don't call your real estate agent. And I said, why? She says, I think I have a buyer for yours. I went, I just bought the other one 5 seconds ago. And she goes, no. Can they come by this afternoon? And I went, yeah. These people came by, bought it immediately for $100,000 more than I had bought it the 6 months before.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, God knows. It's the miracle, but nobody would believe that, you know, and I don't want to make people feel bad, like their prayers aren't answered or something, but I thought it was enough of a miracle that these people, you know, sold me their home just because God said, sell it to Kathy Lee. And I cannot, the blessing it has been since, it's just extraordinary. So when I'm tempted to have a pity party, you know, which we all are in this world, I just look around and I go, really, Kathy Lee, you're going to have a pity party? Are you forgetting all of God's faithfulness to you through 67 years of life? Really? So you can have a pity party right now? And I just, you know, oh, no, Lord, I'm not going to do that. You know, because look at the Israelites. They weren't the Israelites then. They were the Hebrews. They had no sooner had the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea than they get across. You know, Pharaoh's chariots are deep in the water. They've been redeemed from slavery, and they want to go back. They want the food they miss, you know, and I go, Lord, I'm no different from them. So I want my husband back. I want my youth back. I want that back. I want all these things back. And God goes, are you not going to finish this race with me? Are you not going to go forward, Kathy? I don't go backwards. I go forward. You going with me or not? And I feel so ashamed of myself at times. I mean, not condemned, but just reminded. No, I am the God of forward. Mm. He is with us presently, and he is always leading us forward by his counsel. And he leads us ultimately to glory, the word says. So I don't want to go back, really. It's just at times when we're weak, and we never stop being weak at times. That never, ever happens. As we perish outwardly in our bodies and our world decays and everything else, you know, we are being renewed on a daily basis for eternity's sake. And it's just easy to forget that, you know, and especially when everybody's facing so many hard times today. They really are. That's the other thing the Lord reminds me of, Zibby, all the time, that, oh, Kathy, some people are truly suffering. Let's remember them. Cry out for them. I see you. I see your needs. I know them without you speaking them. Trust me with those as you have in the past, and really lift up those who are desperate for my help. I've got more friends right now. I don't know if it's because of my age, but more friends that are on life support or needing an operation or going into chemo who've had, I think it's the most at one time. I've got the longest prayer list of people that truly need healing. There's always one or two in our lives, you know, that are facing those things. But it's a much longer list now. And a lot of it is because of COVID, although I have not lost a friend to it yet. I praise God for that. I know people who have been lost to it, but none of my dear friends have been lost to it. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm sorry for is your mother-in-law, you said, is she going to be all right?
I don't know. I hope so. I pray that she will, but we'll see. But I'm sorry to have, you're right. I mean,
not at all.
So many people are suffering, and I'm sorry your list is so long on your prayer list right now. And
That's okay.
But you know, one of
God is there for them.
One of the things I found with your book, It's Never Too Late, and even Hello Little Dreamer, is all of your emphasis on what's coming next, right? Like what, it's never too late. It's perfect, right? Like the dreams that you want, you know, you left the fourth hour of Today Show to pursue your dreams now. It's like so inspiring. You want to go off in a whole different direction. Tell me a little bit about like why it's never too late to dream and how much life is left, your whole sort of theory on life. Tell me a little more about it.
Well, life is left until we run out of it. You know, if I wake up in the morning and I have a pulse, that means I still have a purpose that God wants me to fulfill. And I think a lot of people give up on life when they think that nobody needs them anymore. There is no reason to get up in the morning or they don't have the energy for it anymore. And, you know, I was just praying to the Lord the other day. You know, I said, Lord, if you're done with me, then take me home. I'm ready. You know, I get very exhausted from things and discouraged and disappointed like everyone does. Even if somebody looks at my life and it looks like it's full and it's vibrant and it often is, I still have those moments where I just go, okay, I'm done, Lord. I'm done. Take me home. I'm ready. And I have a beautiful home. I've been blessed with beautiful homes for a long, long time, but this is not my ultimate home. And, you know, I'm a widow now, and there's that, always that ever-present gnawing at your soul that you're, you know, you're alone and that I'm not alone. I mean, it's a constant, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, I, you know, it's like, who, which little voice are you going to listen to, you know? And I can look around and say, yes, my husband is not here with me. My children have moved on to their lives, but I'm not alone. I have the Holy Spirit present within me. I have his presence all around me in my friends and in my work. I'm doing more important work now, I believe, than I've ever done in life with the encouragement I'm trying to be to others in terms of especially the Word of God with the books that I'm writing, the Rock Road and Rabbi series, which we're signed for two more of those. And because that is meeting a deep hunger in the world. And nobody's more surprised than I am. I thought there was almost complete total illiteracy about the scriptures and that people just weren't interested in growing in their faith. And I was, that book has been surprise super bestseller and much to my delight because it shows that people are hungry for the Word of God. And when people, you can't fly to Israel anymore, but right before COVID, it was the most purchased and most read books on all the planes going into Israel of people about every faith. They were reading it in anticipation of going to the Holy Land and studying, which just, is such a blessing, because my faith was lukewarm for many years because I wasn't being fed either in church or through the Word of God. Now, why wasn't I? Because I wasn't reading the true Word of God, because I was reading bad translations, and I was going to churches where they weren't preaching the true Word of God. And it's just so simple. Go to the source, and the source is what's going to refresh you. The source is what's going to empower you. And the source is the Old Testament in the Hebrew and the New Testament in the Greek. And if you're not learning that and not memorizing that and not quoting that and not building your life on that, you're building it on sinking sand your whole life. And I need a solid rock underneath my feet, because I will go astray without it. I will. And I'm just like anybody else that's just human. And what the fire that lit in me when I started studying rabbinically was profound, profound. And so I wrote the first oratorio, The God Who Sees, with my friend, you know, the beautiful and talented Nicole C. Mullen. That led to three more oratorios, which I'm now about to start filming next week. I filmed the first new scenes from the new oratorios. We hope to have them done by the end of the year. And that will be 1.5 hours of symphonic oratorios.
Wow.
They're called the way that we hope to give as a gift to the world next Easter. That'll be 2 years basically after I left the Today Show. I've got two more books I told you that we're signing for, the two books coming out. My movie that I did with Craig Ferguson, Ben K. Mew, is finally coming out in a month from now.
Yeah,
in theaters. Exciting. If theaters are open, it'll be in theaters. If they aren't open, it'll be, you know, being streamed. So yes, that's been, you know, in my rearview mirror for too long. It's been 2 years since we wrapped it, and, you know, finding the right distributor, especially in the world of COVID, has been challenging, but that's happening. Yeah. I almost feel like I was singing on the first day of Christmas, you know, because it's like 4, 3, 2, and a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, it's just like, it's overwhelming. I woke up this morning. I said, okay, I know I have 3 interviews today. What are they for? What are they for, Lord? Remind me. Which project? Oh no, it's fun.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It all just like speaks to your whole point, which is that there's so much more to come in life. I just wanted to read this one little passage from your book because it's so inspiring. You said, if you're my age or getting close, it's probably been a long time since you last thought back to those days when you had dreams of what or who you wanted to be when you grew up. But it's time, friend. It's time to ask yourself, what would I do if I could? Toss out the phrases I can't and I don't know how and start dreaming about the what if that might get you off that couch and back into something you want to do. Maybe me sharing my story will give you some perspective and do that for you. And then you say, are you ready? It's never too late to dream. So awesome. I love it.
Well, thank you. But it's because it's true. And when you study the scripture, you realize that dreams are an intricate part of your inner being. You know, I believe that the scripture is flawless. And God used people dreaming and their dreams all throughout history to impact culture and to impact lives, millions of lives. And there, God has not stopped placing dreams in people's hearts. As we said before, he doesn't change. So women who are pregnant right now with their children, God is at work in that secret place the Bible talks about, in the darkness of the inner womb, which is a sacred place. I wish our culture and our world understood how sacred that is. You know, God is at the moment of conception through, I think there's a line in my new oratorio, The God of the How, when it says, oh Lord, you were there before the world began. You created everything, each woman, every man. You placed, what is it? You wrote their stories in their mother's wombs, and then you carried them from their cradles to their tombs. And it's true. The God of creation, Jehovah Elohim, never stops creating. And every morning of every human being's life, whether they are just being born or they're dying, is an act of creation by Father God, Jehovah Elohim, which in Hebrew means creator God. And if we can look at our lives with that perspective, it gives each moment purpose. Every moment has purpose because the greatest day of a believer's life is the day that God calls them home. The greatest day. It's not a tragedy. It's a triumph. It's a triumph. And that's why I could hold my dead husband in my arms and cry tears of joy and rejoicing. Not because I was glad my husband was dead. I was thrilled to know where my husband was now and who he was with. And you can't do anything but rejoice when you truly understand that scriptural truth. He will lead us on to glory. We either believe that or we don't. And so grief is an important thing. But I don't allow myself to stay in grief. I allow myself to grieve appropriately. And then I make myself move on in the promise of the future. I have to. Because the evil one would keep us there. The evil one would love to keep us in grief. Because we're paralyzed. And he comes to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and life abundantly. And the word in the Greek for that word abundantly is the word zoe. Z-O-E, which means beyond. It cannot be contained. It overflows. It cannot be withheld. And that's what I want for my life as long as I am alive. Zoe. And and when it's not there, it's because I've moved away from God, not the other way around. My life is about God's faithfulness to me, not my faithfulness to God, because I have failed him way too many times. I'll fail him today in one way or another, but I don't stay there. I stay there in the promise of yes, but that's why you still need me, Kathy. You still need me. And it's more of us sort of placed ourselves as Paul did, you know, that in my weakness, he is made strong. You know, even Paul was, you know, one of the greatest apostle ever. And I think a close second would be Billy Graham, as far as in terms of how the impact of one life on the world. I mean, there was Martin Luther, there were Billy Graham, there were those who truly changed the course of history. And but we could all change the course of somebody's history. We can do it right now. Today is the day of salvation, you know?
So how did you, just quickly, I know we're almost out of time, but you were born.
We are?
I know. It's like, oh, so fast. I had like 1,000 more things to ask you. But I was just curious. You were born Jewish, if I have this right. And you even called your dad sitting Shiva because he was part. Is that right? Like, tell me about this and how you became, I guess, such a devout Christian. What happened?
Well, first of all, I'm not devout.
Okay.
I'm really not. I would say I'm a very bad follower of Jesus who was perfect. I'm not.
All right. Maybe that's the wrong word.
But you know what I'm saying.
Okay, let me say passionate, not devout, passionate. How about that? Is that better?
That's great. Okay. And I'm sincere. I'm a sincere follower of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. And I don't belong to any church body. I belong to the church, which means ekklesia in Greek. It doesn't mean a building. It's fine to be a member of that, but I don't identify that way. I am a follower of Yeshua, the Messiah. Now, my father was Jewish. His father was a Russian Jewish immigrant, but my mother was born also of immigrants. Her father was an immigrant from Canada, but she was not of Jewish race. And, you know, there's a Jewish faith and then there's a Jewish race. My father was not raised in the Jewish faith, but he was born of a Jewish man. And so I was raised in both cultures to some extent, mostly my mother's culture in America. My father did not grow up going to temple or a synagogue at all, but he was stoned. I think I talk a little bit about that. Rocks were thrown at him and he was called a Christ killer when he was still a child. It was awful, you know, and anti-Semitism is still rampant and growing in our world today, along with all racism. It just is. And I think we've come a long way, but we have a much longer way still to go to understand that all God's children are precious. So Jesus died for everyone, even the ones who are stoning him today and crucifying him yet today and blaspheming him yet today. Doesn't matter. He says, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. He's still the same. You know, Hebrews 13:8, right? Anyway, yeah. So my father was the first in our family to actually come to know Jesus, but he didn't tell us about that till much, much later. He was 8 years old when he went down to an African-American little church in the middle of the summer to go to vacation Bible school because his mother said, get out of this house, you little hellions. Baby, basically, it was hot, and they were in her way and dry, and it said, go down to that little church. And my daddy did, and at the age of 8 years old, asked Jesus into his heart. So, yes, and I believe. And I tell the story in the book of how my father forgave his father and said, I forgive you, Pop. And I think a great blessing fell upon my father and his family at that time, because there is such a thing as generational sin. Unconfessed sin is passed on in terms of the repercussions of sin, not the original sin of it, but the repercussions of it. You know, we're passed on genetically, things like alcoholism, things like, you know, I don't know. We're discovering more and more and more what is genetic. But God, who is the God of genetics, can also change things. God, I've seen God work so many miracles that looked like no way there was hope for this situation. No way. Well, God is the God of hope. Is it Romans 15:13 or Romans 15:17? I think it says, oh, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of hope is alive and well today on planet Earth. And his hope is available for every single person who calls upon the name of Jesus. I believe that with my heart and soul, and nothing will change it. There is nothing will change that. Yeah, so it didn't stand in my father's way that he was born to a Jewish father. And I think it's God used it powerfully in me later on, the first time I went to the Holy Land, and was so moved by the fact that I felt a sense of ancient understanding, ancient knowing. I came from here. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I came from here. I'm born. I'm a daughter of Abraham. And it compelled me going forward to want to know his word, to want to visit the land where it all happened. And more as I studied, more and more there was a fire in my gut to pronounce it, proclaim it, and explain it. The more I came to understand by teachers who know far more than I know, I had to share it or I'd burst. I did it last night in an I Am Second. I didn't know anybody was going to call on me. I went. She goes, will you share a word? And I said, my friend Angie, I said, well, I don't have a word, but I know the word. So I'll proclaim what he's told me. And I, under the power of the Holy Spirit, started speaking. I have no idea what I said. I never write a speech. I just, in him, we live and move and have our being, the scripture says in Acts. And if we just trust that, God will use us. God will fulfill us. God will continue that redeeming work he does in his people every day, renewing and refreshing and restoring. All the re's are done by the Holy Spirit. All the D's are done by Satan. Destruct, destroy, disillusion, all those are of, try to notice them, recognize them in your life and come against them with the R's. I've come to restore. I've come to redeem. I've come to refresh and make all things new.
Okay, wait, come back to the book for 2 seconds here. Let me just ask about writing for you. I wanted just to know what the writing process was like. You write children's books, you've written memoirs, you've done advice, you've so many things. What's your process like when you write? And then what advice would you have for aspiring authors?
I think everybody's process is different. I wrote my first book when I was 18 years old and I'd forgotten that I'd written it and it had been a bestseller. That's how much I didn't think I was a writer. I had to remind myself, oh my gosh, that's right. My first book was called The Quiet Riot and it had 3 printings. I forgot.
Wow.
I was so busy being an actress and a singer and pursuing those dreams, I literally forgot about it. And now that's 20 books ago. Yeah, everybody's got a book in them because everyone has a story, whether they write it down or journal it, whatever. Everyone's story is precious to God. He wrote our stories in our mother's wombs, and then he carries us from our cradles to our tombs. He never stops writing our story. So my process is letting the Holy Spirit move and not trying to control it. I often wake up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, get up, go down, and let the process begin. Open, be a channel for my creative energy and my creative juices to flow through you, because I can't do anything on my own, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I sit down not knowing what the Lord has for me, and then I thrill to it. And sometimes it's a Broadway show. Sometimes it's a lyric, just a lyric. I write a song or half a song of the lyrics to thousands of songs, or it's part of a book that becomes a book. Or it's, as you say, just I've written jingles for commercials. I write constantly. My friend gave me a placard in my office that says 80% of the words in my brain are lyrics. You know, because life is a song. You know, all of creation sings out to the creator, and I'm just part of creation. So I try to get out of God's way. I truly do. And there are many, many times, I can't even count them, that I have written a lyric. And I write it down and I can't get it out fast enough. And I stop and I look up and I go, you are unbelievable. Because it's a perfect lyric. It's a perfect rhyme. It's a perfect lyric. It says perfectly what I need my character to say, or I want to say in whatever I'm writing. And I know it doesn't. It's, I know a good song when I write one, but I know an anointed one when God writes one. And more and more and more, I want the anointing. I want the anointing. Yeah. And I'm writing with the finest writers in the world now, down here in Nashville. And it's a tremendous privilege that they've embraced me the way they have, because I certainly have never been known as a songwriter, but I've been writing songs since I was 20 years old. And I just never did it in a professional way until I started writing really for theater. And that's just been, you know, my Broadway show, even though it wasn't certainly not a hit by far, not at all. It was a disaster basically on Broadway. It was Tony nominated. It was Tony nominated. I don't know how to write Broadway shows. I don't know how to write oratorios. I don't know how to write books, but God knows how. So if I just put myself in his hands, he uses me to do those things. I left college before I graduated, and I sat there for 3 weeks and wrote my first book, waiting on God to see where he would lead me. And he led me straight to Hollywood right after I finished that book, thinking that nobody would ever read it except my daughter if I was blessed to have one day. And look at what the Lord has done in the ensuing years. That was in 1975.
Wow. So what would you tell someone else who's just starting out? What would you tell an aspiring author?
I would say, go back to your earliest memories. and ask the Lord to show you what your dreams were. If you've forgotten them, show him. He'll restore those. He will redeem it all. He wants to. He is the redeemer of all things, and he wants to make all things fresh and new. He says, look what I do. Behold, do you not see what I'm doing? Open your eyes, basically. I am making, you know, a garden from the wasteland, streams in the desert. All of those things are still inside you, no matter what the world has thrown at you. He says, I have overcome the world. They take courage. The word for courage, when he says, let not your heart be troubled, take courage. The word is Cana, meaning Cana. What was his first? That town of Cana is known as the place where Jesus performed his first miracle. He demonstrated his glory in a way that was profoundly human, you know, to supply a human need for a glorious celebration of two people becoming one in God's sight. And God still celebrates, and all that. I'm celebrating two weddings right now in my children's lives. And we don't have as many people at them, but we're celebrating, and we're serving my wine now, my family wine, my you know, I have a line of wine, and I just think how glorious of the Lord. Yeah, but the dreams that I, as a mother, as I was carrying these children to birth, God was doing a great and profound work of creation in my children's inner beings that will continue long after I am gone. And I praise God for that. I don't worry about my children's future because God holds their futures in his hands. Long after my hands have gone on to embrace him, my God will be there for my children and their future generations. That's a promise straight from the word of God. And I cling to his promises.
Wow. This has been such an interesting conversation. I've loved hearing you talk about all your beliefs and passions and convictions and experiences.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Thank you for sharing them with me and my listeners. And
thank
I look forward
you.
To everything you have coming ahead. So thank you.
Oh, you're dear. Thank you so much. And bless those sweet little ones of yours in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless. And your mother-in-law, sweetie, and your mother-in-law.
Thank
Please,
you.
Lord, heal
Thank
her.
You so much.
Okay, honey.
Okay.
Good
Enjoy
talking with
weddings.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I hope you've enjoyed day 3 of the Book Blast. I hope you listen to the whole week of episodes. Share some with your kids, too. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I enjoyed recording it. Don't forget to check out my new podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Lose Weight. Pretty soon, moms won't have time to listen to podcasts. And check out the Instagram community that goes along with it. And if you would like to join, please request to join. It's for anyone who wants to feel better in their body tomorrow than they do today. And it's a supportive group of like-minded souls who just need the community to achieve their goals. Moms don't have time to lose weight. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.